One year ago today, an American journalist was murdered on a Moscow street. Paul Klebnikov, the editor of the Russian edition of Forbes, was just one of a dozen journalists killed in Russia in the last 5 years. None of the killers has been brought to justice. But NPR's Martha Wexler reports from Moscow that today's anniversary has brought new attention to these unsolved murders.
Paul Klebnikov's ancestors fled the Bolshevik Revolution, but the family retained a deep attachment to Russia. Today, on the anniversary of Klebnikov's death, the Orthodox Church remembered him with a service in the huge Cathedral of Christ the Savior. The priest compared the 41-year-old Klebnikov to Russia's great poets, Pushkin, Lermontov, and Yesenin, who also died young and undefeated in their ideals. He said Klebnikov served Russia and died for Russia. The journalist came from a distinguished family of émigrés, a family of military heroes. His brother Michael says Paul was an American hero.
You know, he was brought up in American schools with sort of a strong sense of duty, and when he saw things that were wrong, he wanted to do something about it. And that's what really drove him from being a historian to ultimately becoming a specialist as a journalist in Russia and Russian affairs.
Michael says Paul was incensed by the massive corruption and excesses of the post-Soviet era. He wrote a scathing article about oligarch Boris Berezovsky, and after the murder, suspicion fell on him. There was also speculation the murder might be linked to Forbes' publication of the names of Russia's richest people. But Michael Klebnikov says that shortly before his death, his brother told the family he had come across some very disturbing documents. Michael suggests Paul might have been killed for something he was looking into.
Increasingly, people in Russia, whether they were simple policemen or politicians or other journalists, came to him if they thought that there was something that needed to be brought to the public's attention. Because, as you know, nefarious dealings need darkness. And the job of journalists is to bring things to light.
Last month, Russian authorities announced they'd solved the Klebnikov case. They said the killers were Chechens, acting on the orders of a former Chechen separatist named Hozhakh Mednukhaev. He was the subject of Klebnikov's book, Conversations with a Barbarian. Russian police have two alleged hitmen in custody, but Nukhaev remains at large. And despite all the official expressions of sympathy to the family, the prosecutor has yet to show them any evidence in the case. This has made many people skeptical, and according to Ann Cooper, executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists, there's another problem.
Nukhaev disappeared some months ago, and there's speculation in Chechnya that he's actually dead. If he's not dead, he's in very deep hiding. So either way, he's not going to be arrested and brought forward to tell a story or face these charges. So many people believe this was a mighty convenient explanation by the prosecutor.
The office of the Russian Prosecutor General told NPR it would not comment at this time. The Klebnikov family wants American law enforcement agencies to pursue the case. American diplomats here say the U.S. provided limited help early in the investigation, but the Russian government declined further assistance. The American embassy says the U.S. stands ready to cooperate with Russian authorities to solve the crime. Ann Cooper of the Committee to Protect Journalists says because of U.S. pressure, Russian authorities have been much more responsive in the Klebnikov case than in the cases of the 11 other journalists murdered since President Putin came to power.
We'd like to see that level of interest and activity in all of these cases, but the investigations are bad, the families are treated poorly, they're not told anything, they can't even get in to see prosecutors or see investigators in some cases. So these crimes go unsolved.
And this, she says, has had a chilling effect on investigative journalism and freedom of the press in Russia. And it ultimately undermines democracy. Cooper and her committee organized a conference this past week in Moscow for the families of the murdered journalists. They came from across Russia to share their grief and frustration and to confer on strategy to see the guilty brought to justice. In New York, some of Paul Klebnikov's colleagues, American investigative reporters, are forming a team to try to solve his murder and look deeper into the stories he was pursuing. Paul Klebnikov left behind a widow and three children. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.